Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy spring and happy Monday, or should I say happy Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha and I have my special guest Jaleel with me. For those who don't know, he's a proud kidney warrior, cancer fighter, and newly autistically awesome child who has been in the hospital multiple times within the past 30 days and has been with mommy for almost a week and some change and headed back to school tomorrow, which I am grateful for because he does much better when he's in school and he's getting his therapies and he's on a normal routine. And so just pray that he continues to stay well. But I wanted to encourage you today. This episode is talking about medical mom boundaries. Medical mom boundaries, what do they look like? How can we implement them as we care for our medically complex miracles? How can we take care of us? Well, I'm going to be honest. I've been caregiving for the last 6 years, and I'm just now starting to practice boundaries one-on-one for myself and what that looks like. And what I have identified with is, first, you don't have to respond to everything. And I know that's a tricky, tricky statement because, yes, our child has critical care, but sometimes you can pick and choose how often you will entertain responses, especially if you are out and about with your spouse or your partner or out and about to take care of you. Maybe you're exercising. Unless it's an urgent emergency, do not feel like you need to respond. And if they really want to talk to you, they'll leave a voicemail. You can check your voicemail for peace of mind. But if it's not urgent, prioritize those voicemails. I have learned that because in this journey, I have been consistently accessible because my son was born in the NICU and I stayed overnight, days and days and nights, crying, uncomfortable in the hospital chair and the pull-out recliner. It was hard for me not to go home in those critical care situations. And even though my son is older and I have two underneath him, pandemic babies, 2020 and 2022, I still often feel the need to stay longer than I need to. And it wasn't until I had a soul sister who kept me accountable, as was my husband, to say, hey, break away. Once everything is stable and Jaleel is situated in his room after he's admitted, then go home, relax, eat, rest, watch a funny show, because you know that the nurses, the care team will take care of him while you're away. And a lot of people, a lot of parents, guardians are working. And even though I'm not able to work because of Jaleel's chronic illness, I still have two children that I have to be present for underneath him and present for myself in the process. So just saying that I'm not going to take this call right now, or I'm not going to respond to this text, that is a healthy boundary in this medical complex care journey. And the second thing I would say as a boundary is delegating. If you have a partner, a husband that can support you in this medical motherhood, try to express your needs more. Some things that we do as mothers, we try to hold all these hats and caregive, clean, cook, spend time with our children, and constantly worried about their health and welfare. What if you ask your spouse or your partner, hey, can you pick up the kids today? What if you ask them politely, hey, I would really appreciate if you cook today while I take a nap? What if you ask them to go spend time with the kids while you can have the home to yourself and do whatever you want to do for a change? That is a healthy boundary. And it's not to say that you can't do it, but take a breather from doing it. A lot of times as mothers, we don't often consider ourselves as first priority because it's our children, 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 children. And sometimes our spouses feel that. But my husband, thankfully, he's starting to notice a change when he takes care of their children with me and partners with me and collaborates with responsibilities around the house. He gets more out of me because I feel more recharged. And so just communicating those needs, delegating those needs. Now, if you're not married and you're a single mother or a single parent, you can also tap into resources from your social worker and see how they can best help you in this caregiving journey. Maybe it's some therapy services, respite care services that you have yet to tap into. Maybe it's an in-home nurse that can take care of some of the responsibilities that you normally do for your child. You never know until you ask, right? So that's a second boundary. Another boundary that I'm thinking on the fly, another boundary is multitasking. So for instance, this is a time saver. So I have 3 children, right? 3 under 7 to be exact. And so sometimes I would coordinate their appointments together. That way I don't have to constantly go to and from the hospital every other day. Sometimes I would care coordinate their appointments if feasible so that all children can be seen by their providers. And that's just one hectic day versus multiple days of the week that I have to worry about their health care. And that helps me because I don't often want to be at the outpatient with 3 children or just a couple children at a time. And so if I can get a couple appointments scheduled at the same time, I will do it. I've done this before with after hours clinic where my daughter and my youngest son were really sick. I coordinated an appointment for them to be seen at the same time so that they can both have their needs addressed. And she came out with a double ear infection. He came out with 1 single ear infection. So I normally do that. And then with my kidney warrior cancer fighter, autistically awesome child, I normally coordinate his appointments with nephrology, kidney doctor, and oncology cancer doctor whenever he needs to be evaluated so that they can both see him at the same time. Yes, it can be a long day, but at the same time, it by us being about 50 minutes, close to an hour from the hospital, it makes a difference in commuting back and forth. So that's a healthy boundary. These are just medical boundaries that I wanted to share with you today. I hope they encourage you because the more that you set these boundaries, what I'm realizing in 2024, because I had no boundaries at all, that meant I was saying yes, 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 even though I was deadbeat tired and exhausted. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll respond to that. Yes, I'll continue to drive back and forth to the hospital, even though I don't need to. I could just reschedule those dates or space them out so it doesn't feel so tight. I didn't. And so I'm learning these tools. And I wanted to bless y'all because the struggle also brings lessons of wisdom and what I can do better. What can I do better to protect myself from getting hurt? What can I do better to protect myself from being overwhelmed? What can I do? What can I do? And scheduling yourself on the calendar. A lot of times we will schedule our appointments for our children and everybody around us, but we don't schedule our own health appointments. So that's a healthy boundary, is putting yourself on the calendar and say, I need to go to this dentist appointment. This is the dentist appointment that I have. And scheduling that before you schedule your children so that you can be your best self. I need to go get my hair done. I need to get my feet done. It's been a while. I need to do something that can help me feel better when I'm out and about with all these children are just one that's medically complex. So these are things that I've thought of over the time that I've been caregiving. Another boundary that you can also set is inviting family and friends to come visit your child that you trust and allowing them to visit on your behalf. Even when you're not able to be at the hospital with your child, inviting others to do that for you. Because as long as there is someone present in the room that cares about your child, more than likely the staff is going to do an excellent job in taking care of your child. And it's going to just boost their care up on a higher level than it was before, because people are observing the quality of care that your child is receiving besides you, outside of you. And so it allows you to not have the need to be there 24/7. I've done this quite a few times this year. It's just inviting church family, inviting the teachers of Jaleel to go see him when he's ill. And it's made a difference. It's made a huge difference. If you know any therapists that normally see your child outpatient, you can also invite them to see what's going on with their child. And maybe they can offer some therapy services while they're inpatient. I've done this too. Child Life can check in on your child. These are ways to keep you from feeling the mom guilt when you're not able to be there presently for your child. And the last thing I would say, if you have multiple children and you find yourself constantly caregiving and being with your children all the time, is to also look into seeing if you could qualify for child care assistance from your local DHS office or Department of Human Services. I found out about this resource last year thanks to a HIPPE instructor, home-based learning instructor, a free program where you can receive free homeschooling resources for your child from the time they're 2 up until 5. And so I learned from the instructor that there is a child care assistance program. And if you economically qualify, your children or babies could go to child care free or close to free every day. Every day, and from newborn up until 5, I believe it is. So I recently was approved for that, and I'm so grateful because it's made a difference with our youngest son and middle child daughter, because they're able to get their time, and it doesn't hinder you from being present with your medically complex child. So I'm grateful because the times that Jaleel has been admitted to the hospital, which has been 3, multiple times, that he's been able to have my presence there, and I'm not distracted by his siblings because they're in child care. And so that's a healthy boundary. It's just knowing your limits, knowing that I cannot do this anymore. I have to change how I conduct having multiple children. And I'm respecting this process because it's going to make me a better me. And so just having the children in childcare, 2 of them, while Jaleel was in the hospital these multiple times has made a huge difference, because while I'm at the hospital, then I can focus on Jaleel and Jaleel only. And that is a healthy boundary because you're not overwhelmed with multiple children all at one time and 3 different things going on. It just helps you to calm down your anxiety and just alleviates the mommy guilt as well. And so there was one admission recently where I dropped the kids off, his siblings off to childcare, and we went straight to the ER. Do you not know? We went to the ER. We got served really quickly because Jaleel is a kidney transplant, but it took from 9 to 4:30 for him to be admitted up to the specialty floor because he had some issues with his oxygen at the time and fluids and what he needed. And so they were going back and forth whether he needed to be in an intensive care unit or he needed to be on a specialty unit. So it took some time. And so from 9 to 4, we were in the hospital in the ER. Well, during that time, my other two children are in childcare, so they're not being interrupted by this. And because we have no limit, we have limited support here where we live, it made a difference. It made a difference, just that shift. Last year, I didn't have that shift. The year before, I've never had that shift. So just to be able to see a growth in that made a difference in the medical chaos. And so these are the boundaries that I have listed off for you. I hope you take the time to review them and see how you can implement them in your life. And if you know any other medical moms in NICU or just medical parents that have some issues with caregiving, these podcasts are to help you navigate the medical system with ease. And so invite them to listen and share this message with other parents that are dealing with chronic illness, because we all need some support. And if you need extra support, you can be invited to view medicalmomsatnicu.com, where we have many resources that you can take advantage of, and it'll make a difference in your journey. And so check out Medical Moms and NICU. And if you would love to be featured as a guest, please send an invoice and we will review it when we get a chance. And until next time, remember, you are more than capable of handling your child's complex care. And thank you for your patience as you've been listening to Jalil in the back. He is full energy and should be going back to school tomorrow. And I'm just hoping and praying that he stays in school all week in the weeks to come, so mommy can actually get ready to purge, pray, and purify as we're about to be relocating. So keep us in your prayers. All right, take care. And know you are more than capable, I'm going to say it again if I didn't say it before, of handling your child's medical complex care. Until the next episode, have a good day.